Ray Huxley is with us to preview the eight races. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, Nadia.
What do you make of the meeting today?
Well, it's a tough meeting, but I think we can get a quid early and then go wide, very wide in the quadrilla.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over the 975. Now, there are no scratchings, and we've pretty much got two horses who are vying for favouritism. Number one, Branson, who's had the two runs back, is at $8. You've got One Hot Dane, who resumes at $5.50. Bonnie, who's had the two runs back at $2.30, and the horse who looks like it's going to take benefit out of the debut run, Battle Born, is very safe too at $2.40.
Yeah, the four and the five really stand out. I think the four will be winning. Forget its last run at Seymour. That was on a soft track. It was rated a soft six. It might have been a soft six out towards the outside, but Bonnie raced over on the inside in the lead. And the inside of the track that day was absolute, it was much heavier than out in the middle. And she just got bogged down coming around the home turn. She got beaten 10 lengths, but the run should be forgotten. Before that at Pakenham, she'd led them up in a 1,000-metre race and fought on very strongly, and he got beaten a half length. I think over the 975 here from the good barrier, I think she'll lead them up and I think she'll be winning. Battleborn was a 50-1 chance when he made his debut at Sandown. He showed good speed and he held on pretty well. Put him in for second and next best 6-1. 4 from 5, 6-1.
4, 5, 6, 1 in race one. We go over to the second. This is for 3-year-olds over 1,200 and you can take out the two. The main one's in betting. You're down to number 8. Sentimentalist at $6. Down to Solomon 8 at 5. 5.50 for Suplex City. And then you're looking at Caribbean Pearl at 4.20 and Pure Colour at 7.50.
Yeah, I found this the toughest race on the program. We don't have a great deal of form to work with. And I finished up by going to the first starter, number 10, Suplex City, who did win a barrier trial on the 4th of September at Cranbourne. Only won the trial narrowly, but he looked to have a lot up his sleeve to me. And Noel Callow rode him in that trial. He's happy to ride him here. And I thought he might be the up-and-comer. He's a very well-bred horse. The dam has produced some very smart horses, and he is a three-quarter brother to a very good galloper in Criterion. So I put him on top on spec. I'd like to see a little support for him. Caribbean Pearl is a lightly raced horse. It has got ability, and it didn't have a lot of luck at Sandown when it resumed from a spell and got into a bumping duel. It's got a good chance here. Numbers 9 and 8 have both been placed on debut, so they've got a chance as well. A very, very hard race. 10, 12, 9 and 8.
10, 12, 9 and 8. We go to the third, a maiden over 1,200, and you can take out the 10. Here we've got the 7-hour smoothie at $3, 8 pewter at $9.50, the Queen's Walk at $3.50, and then you've got My Boy Greg, who is a $3.70 chance.
Yeah, our smoothie has had 9 goes trying to win a maiden. It has been second on two occasions and also ran third. It did run second at its second run back from a spell. Its first up run was quite good at Bendigo in a rather strong maiden. It only got beaten 2.5 lengths. And then it went to Dunnell the other day, got too far back, and ran on very strongly, got beaten 3/4 of a length. That was over 1,200 metres. From a reasonable barrier today, Linda Meach taking over. Linda has ridden this horse before when it was placed at Ararat and Ballarat, so she knows the horse well. I thought this was his chance to break through our smoothie, number 7. The danger, number 13, the Queen's Walk. It resumed from a spell with a very good second at Pakenham, and it was beaten by a handy horse there in Cafu. It got back in the race for second last round the home turn, ran on strongly to get beaten about 2 lengths. It was quite a good run. It's the danger. We then go to number 15, My Boy Greg. Last couple of runs have been okay, and number 8, Pewter, has been gelded since he last raced. But I think it's mainly a match between 2, 7 and 13 ahead of 15 and 8.
And then we go over to race 4. This is a maiden over 1,600, where runners 4, 6 and 9 come out along with the 18. We've got number 1, Arcturos, at $6.50. 6 there for Artisano. Then you're down to 2.10 favourite, Here Comes Lenny. $4 for Miss Lillian, and all the others are big odds.
I think Here Comes Lenny is probably the best of the day here. He's A New Zealand bred three-year-old, only had the two runs. First up at Bairnsdale, he got beaten 3.5 lengths, running third in a field of 13. He was able to posse up just a little bit better than midfield, and he ran on quite well in the straight. The look of him that day was that he would be improved. He then went to Donald on a soft track last time, and they hunted him out of the barriers, and he led around the home turn, and he was just run down in the last little bit, got beaten about a neck. He'll be further improved. He is by Tavistock, so I think today getting out to the 1,600 metres is going to be ideal for number 10. Here comes Lenny, and from the good barrier, I think, and Noel Callow on board, I think he's probably the best for the day. To beat number 13, Miss Lillian, all three runs to date have been solid, and then maybe the top two, 2 and 1, but... I think you'll be winning today. 10 from 13, 2 and 1.
10 from 13, 2 and 1. We're up to the quali legs. Race 5 being the first of those, a benchmark 64 over 1,600. We've got number 1 Unrealistic at 9.50. Now the King's Palace at 8.50. Crypto Pier Rocks at $4.60, $9 Revolutionary. Skilled Hunter at $5.50. Favourite is Enyo, who is a 3.10 chance. And then you're looking at Free Willy at $8.50.
Yeah, the query is Enyo. This mare has only had the two starts. She's been very impressive. She won her first start here over 1,200 metres. She settled second last. She made a very quick move coming towards the home turn and then raced away in the straight to win by 4 lengths. Very impressive, but it was on heavy ground. And then she fronted up again at Warrnambool and again struck a very heavy track, a heavy 10. And she came from a long way back and ran third, beaten about 3 3/4 lengths. But, gee, she made up a lot of ground over the final stages. So her two runs to date over 1,200 and 1,300 metres have been very strong. And you would think getting out to 1,600 metres is going to be ideal. The worry is that both her very good runs to date have been on heavy ground and she goes onto a firm track today. But if she handles the firm track as well as she handled the wet ground, then getting at the 1,600 metres, she makes a lot of appeal to me. Free Willy is at good odds in this race. He'll run well. He never runs a bad race, and he does like it here at Swan Hill. He's had 7 starts here, and he's never missed a place. So I put him in for second. Number 3, Crypto Pier Rocks. Disappointed last run, but this is an easier task. And then to number 5, Skilled Hunter. 6, 7, 3 and 5.
6, 7, 3 and 5. Look, we go to race 6. This is over 2,100, and you can take out number 12. Main one to number 1, Fiona Crystal at 8. Now to our boy Charlie at 3.70, who's been a runner-up at his past 2. 5.50 for Welcome Striker. The Housemaid is at $4.20. Quarry Rock at 5.50, and Bigger Odds the remainder.
Yeah, open race. I thought Quarry Rock had a very good chance here. He hasn't won for a while, but... Geez, last couple of runs have been pretty good, without a great deal of luck. And I think this is a very winnable race for him. I think he's good odds and good value in the race. Quarry Rock, I'll put him on top from back onto a dry track too, is also going to help him, I feel. His last couple of runs have been on soft ground. On dry tracks, he's won, his two races have both been, two wins have both been on firm ground. And I think getting back from the dry track today, very hard to beat. Number 4, The Housemaid, was good winning last time. Got a chance again. Number 2, Our Boy Charlie's racing well, but needs luck from the barrier. And then to number 3, Welcome Striker, who hasn't been far away. And the last run was quite solid. Open race, 7, 4, 2 and 3.
7, 4, 2, 3. Race 7 is a 64 over 1,300, and you can take out the 15. We've got number 3, Hester Lagorbi, at $9. Then you're down to Sweet Perfume, who comes off of a recent win at $3.20. Foyle, who was a winner first up at $6.50. Bungalali Bell is a $9 chance. And then you've got the debut winner, American Sunday, who's at $7.
Yeah, the worry here with Sweet Perfume is the barrier, but I'm going to stick with this mare. I thought she was a good thing at Geelong last start, and was a bit of a worry. She drifted from 250 out to 440, sat wide all the way, but was still too good for them. She got the wide barrier, but with any luck in running, I think she is the one to beat again. Number 7, Sweet Perfume, to beat number 12, American Sunday. This was a good solid win. He wasn't particularly well fancied at Mildura when he made his debut. He got out to 20 to 1, which was amazing for a Darren Weir First starter in a maiden at Mildura, but out to 20-1, and stormed home to win by almost two lengths. He's a colt by Americane, and you would think he's going to keep on improving. So I put him in for second here, number 12. Number 9, Foil, was a good first-up winner, and number 3, Hester La Gorba, rarely runs a bad race in this sort of class. 7, 12, 9, and 3.
7, 12, 9, and 3, and then to race 8, over 1,200, you can take out 4, 5, and also 9. We've got number 2, Reward with Return, at $9, down to Storm Approach, who was a recent place-getter at $3.20. $3.50 for Night Angel, then you're down to Welsh Poet at 6, and all the others are at big odds.
Yeah, Welsh Ballard's got a chance here. He's a 7-year-old, but he's well greater than a race like this. He's trained on the track. He has won 5 races and been placed 14 times, a 7-year-old, and this looks a very suitable race for him, number 11 at Welsh Ballard. I've got him on top, Dean Yendall to ride from number 7, Night Angel. It was a good, solid first-up win, but he's going to need a bit of luck from that barrier. Number 3, Storm Approach, and number 2, Reward with Return. 11, 7, 3, and 2.
11, 7, 3, and 2. And what's your best rough equity in your play of the day, Ray?
On a tough program, I thought the best was in the maiden. Race 4, number 10, Here Comes Lenny. I think he'll be winning. And I also liked in race 1, number 4, Bonnie. On a fair track today. The track wasn't fair last time. Back onto the fair track today, I think she'll be too quick for them. That's my play of the day early to go. Race 1, number 4, all up. Race 4, number 10. My value bet is in race 6, number 7, Quarry Rock. And for the Quadrella, very much a flexi day. The first leg, 3, 5, 6, 7. The second leg, 2, 3, 4, 7. Third leg, 3, 7, 9, and 12. And the last leg, 2, 3, 7, and 11.
Good punting. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, mate.
Ray Huxley with his look at the meeting from Swan Hill today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 28 to 11.